Yes, it's the Goldbergs. You know, ladies, some people just don't seem to understand what I've been saying about the wonderful new granulated soap called Dove. When I tell you this new Dove is a soap for everything in your wash, I mean Dove does all three kinds of wash.
Well, you mean it gets greasy, wet, soap clean?
Absolutely.
And gets things like towels snowy white?
Yes. Go on.
What? But you don't mean the same Dove will do my pretty colored rayon smoke clean?
Indeed I do. Dove is actually safer for those nice colors than any other leading granulated laundry soap. And yet Dove gets your squeaky towels dazzling white.
Well, I declare.
Say, just you try Dove. Then you see how really new Dove is. Remember, you've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it.
Oh.
You see, Dove is Procter & Gamble's new kind of granulated soap, not just a new improvement of an old soap. Why, you can tell how different Dove is just by looking at the suds.
Well, how's that?
Because Dove gives you more suds even in hardest water. Suds that build up faster and last up to twice as long than the suds you get with any other leading granulated laundry soap.
Yeah.
And wait till you see how dazzling white Dove gets your clothes. Why, you've just never seen more snowy white washes than new Dove gives you.
Yes, but if Dove is so safe for rayon, now don't that mean hard scrubbing on the heavy pieces?
No, ma'am, not with Dove, and there's no boiling either. In fact, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than new Dove.
And you really mean I can use this same soap for rayon slips and for my husband's work shirt and everything in between?
That's right.
You mean Dove is one soap for everything.
Yes, and when I say everything...
You mean everything. Well, believe me, I'm going to try some new Dove.
Well, and just join the Dove line at your store today and ask for D-U-V Dove. It does everything in your wash. And now, the Goldberg. Jake is tired. Tired unto death, as he says, of all the bickering and quarreling. If Oriane wants to marry Mr. Way, let her. Let him be sure of it. At least that's what he says. After making all kinds of promises to Jake not to mix into the affairs of Oriane and the Ways, Molly tried to hide Mrs. Way's presence at the house from Jake. And Jake began to tear the roof off. Listen.
Go to the movie, Crazy. I'm not going, Ma. Tell me if you're dressed and you're a pirate. Go to the movies.
Nobody wants to go to the movies now, Ma.
What is Papa went upstairs to take his coat off. Ma, it's the perfect soap for you, and we all decided it was better not to interfere anymore. Why would you?
Why don't you keep quiet?
Silence. Keep quiet. How many times have I spoke to you about going like the buckets and the forwards and the forwards and the backwards? And then over the old mall. And then change your face. Quiet. Quiet. And then my vocabulary. All right, sit and quiet. Quiet.
Ma, you're making something.
Quiet. I'll make you something, quiet. I'm always making you after mouth just out of mold for you. And for everybody. Mama's always making. All this I'm on, I'm making Rocky Mountain. What did you say, Papa went?
Upstairs.
Ma, why don't you go inside and tell Mrs. Wade that you don't want to discuss her domestic problems.
Wade, why don't you stop talking for 5 seconds?
I'm not talking to you. Should I say please? Ma, if Papa comes down and finds Mrs. Wade still here, he's going to be angry.
Go here. Do me one favor. Did there be one single life? Save and put on your coat and put on your hat and put on your muffler and put on your glasses and go to the movie.
You oblige me, please?
No.
Don't butt me. Don't butt me and put on your glasses. Please. Let me sit for 5 seconds, for 5 minutes. Let me put my head together. Mrs. Ray in the next room. She came accidentally. I said she came incidentally and accidentally she walked into the house. I was standing with my notice. I said, go into the parlor. I'll see you in the parlor. What is it to do? What is it to do? Why can't you go to the movies, why not?
Go to the movies. Sonny. Rosie.
Yes, I told you when I tried to tell you when I'm trying to come on repeating it. I didn't know Mrs. Ray was coming.
Sonny, Rosie, don't stand. Come on, Rosie.
No, no. Would you be there for us?
I don't know where I'll be.
I know that I wish I was. Come on.
No.
Molly.
Please, Mrs. Ray, we'll hear you.
Why are you so worried about the sensitivity of everybody but me? Why?
I'm worried about your sensitivity, too. I'm worried about your sensitivity, too. Mrs. Ray came over only incidentally.
Esther, you promised me. Esther, you promised me you were through mixing. Esther, I spoke to you and pleaded with you.
I didn't send for her.
But when she came, why didn't you tell her that you were through? Why did you hide her in the tower?
I didn't hide her, Grace, dear. I didn't hide her. I was doing my dishes. I had on my apron. I didn't...
Orion?
Because I got you calling Orion.
Because this is Orion's business, not mine or yours.
Orion?
Where are you going, Molly?
I'm going to Mrs. Day. That's all I need, my Orion and Mrs. Day together. That's all
I need. That's exactly what I need. Once and for all.
Please.
What is wrong? Is something wrong? Mrs. Ray is here, Paul Young.
Excuse me.
Where are you going, Molly?
I'm going to Mrs. Ray.
Mrs. Ray is in the parlor, Paul Young.
I didn't send for her.
I did not neither. Mrs. Goldberg must be told by somebody other than myself that you mean what you say, that you're going to marry Mr. Ray. That you want nobody's assistance in the management of your affairs. I don't want my life complicated by the decisions or indecisions of other people's problems. Maybe this sounds harsh to you, but I didn't mean it at first. But you don't know Mrs. Goldberg as I do. And I'm making a personal appeal to you to either get married immediately or tell Mrs. Goldberg right out plain and plainly that you know what you're doing and do it.
Mrs. Ray wants to talk to you. I want to talk to you first, Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes.
Mrs. Goldberg, I know I've caused you a great deal of trouble.
That's beside the point.
There's nothing you or anyone else can do in this present situation. I'm marrying Mr. Ray. You don't love him.
That's not your concern. Orion is not in her convalescent age. She's a woman. If I didn't marry for love, you couldn't twist me around your little finger the way you do.
Yes. May I have the permission to say one last word? Just one syllable, just one sentence?
No.
Then I will. Mrs. Ray is willing to pay Mr. Ray's debt. She's willing to pay back to everybody but her former husband.
That's her business and Mr. Ray's business.
That's in return for her generosity. She wants her time best left. That is it. She wants me to give Mr. Ray up. Not the point, Orion.
It is the point.
You're not thinking of the people who trusted Mr. Ray. No, Mrs. Ray. I'm thinking of him. Mrs. Ray doesn't care anything about the people who are hurt by Mr. Ray. She doesn't understand and she doesn't care, too. What she wants is the exquisite pleasure of making me suffer because she couldn't make her marriage work. You know that Mrs. Goldberg, she tried everything to harm him. And when everything she did fail, she offered to buy him off. But she can't offer me that. I am marrying Mr. Ray. I'm sorry, I don't care what happens to the people who once lost some money because of him. Money isn't everything. I'm thinking of the man whose life was ruined. The man finding a chance to remake it. To remake it, Ariel? Are you sure you're giving Mr. Ray a chance to remake his life?
Molly.
You're giving him a chance to forget his past. To ignore it, to bury it, and only really to bury the wrongs you did to thousands of innocent people. That's what you're helping us to raise the world. You're helping him put his head in the sand so he can't see. You're helping him forget his life and begin again like a baby.
Molly.
Wait, please, I'm talking, let me talk. And you're making a mistake, Talia. There's no way to forget the past, and there's no way to bury. All the ghosts that men used to believe in are dead except the past, Talia. The past always is alive.
Miss Olvis haunts you, and only Mrs. Ray can help him kill that ghost by helping the thousand people he wants help, Orion.
Believe me, the chance to save them was 2 years ago, Mrs. Olvis. You saw Mr. Ray went to prison before he spent those terrible nights and days locked away from the sight of people. Three pains. And now he's three pains, and I don't care what Mrs. Ray offers now.
Come in, Mrs. Ray. If you want to hear the truth, listen. My wife, I'm afraid, gave you some false hope. Don't get me. Let's have a clear understanding once and for all. And we'll all be saved the trouble of worrying about what can't be helped. Mrs. Ray, Orion is marrying your former husband.
Well, you can't bribe us not to. I'll feel into his conscience. That word sounds very odd coming from a woman like you. You sent your own husband to jail instead of helping him pay back the people who had lost their money. Now, after it's all over, you want to buy Mr. Ray back. Well, you don't have a chance, and you'll never get the chance. As Mrs. Fraser, I bet you should tell him that if you'd let me marry the man I want to, not the one you want to see.
And so, Orion is too proud and too beaten to sell Mr. Ray out the way Mrs. Ray suggested. And Molly's effort to help is lost in the shuffle, perhaps never to be found. You know, if I were conducting a kitchen quiz, I'd ask you this. Are you washing dishes with an old-fashioned halfway soap? You are if you use a mild bar soap that fails to use a mop up the real speed, or if you use a tough granulated soap that's short on timeless for your hands. Well, you can forget those halfway soaps now that New Dove is here, that amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And Dove has everything you want for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. In fact, Dove is the only leading granulated laundry soap that suits your hands so gently. Just notice how nice and soft they feel after doing dishes with Dove. Yet see how fast the same Dove cuts grease. No other soap can beat it for speedy dishwashing. Why, you can tell by the suds just how different Dove is. Try New Dove today. It has everything for dishes from lightning speed to extra gentleness for your hands. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. As if to cap the climax, Dr. Slater arrives tomorrow to take part in the scene. And Molly sighs again. This is Bill Rogers wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.